have some folks sitting in the room, and I know Bill and you are on the phone.
Okay. Well, we'll call the meeting to order. Please call the roll.
Bill Cover? Bill? He's there, right?
He's there.
Jeff Jones?
Here.
Bob McGinnis? Here.
Here, I think.
Yes, you are. Paul Penny?
Here.
Andy Rich?
Here.
Sharon Tobias?
Here.
Andrew Ramos?
Andrew?
Also here are Dave Hicks, Lee Schmieds, Clarissa Schlott, Tom Schneider, and Joe Morgan.
All right, I'm here. I don't think he called my name.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
Okay, there's a single matter before us, and Dave, I'll let you kick it off.
Well, we're asking for a change in the rules and regulations. We decided to, because we're referring to the rules and regulations in our notice to connect letters that we're sending out to all the customers that need to connect to their new service box, we refer to the rules, and we're putting a copy of them in with the letter. So some of the rules are a little outdated and do not apply, and so we made some changes on them, and we'd like the board to approve that so we can send them out. Did everybody hear that?
Yeah.
And
is Andrew on the call?
Yes.
Yes, I'm on the call.
Andy Rich.
Andy Rich.
Getting feedback.
Mute yours.
It was a good try. Okay, so everybody got a packet with the rules and regulations, the changes we made, and then a resolution approving the changes.
Is there any discussion?
Okay, and for everyone's edification, Andrew Ramos has gone over all of these rules and regulations, and whatever changes are apparent is with his blessing, correct?
Correct.
Bob, this is Andrew. Yes, I reviewed them. I had a couple changes. Those changes have been made. And I've reviewed them for consistency with the bylaws and approved them in that respect.
Okay. Did everyone hear that?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any questions about any of the changes to the rules and regulations?
Yes. So, looking at number 7, penalties for water loss, third paragraph, I'm wondering why $100 is the number and not something substantially greater. You know, this goes to willful and negligence as opposed to accidental. So if someone is willfully wasting water, I would think that in the spirit of our prior discussions, that this might be a number closer to $500 than it is to $100.
Okay.
That's these regulations were made up. This particular $100 part was done, probably 10 years ago. 94, maybe? Penalties for water loss. So it was 02. 02 is when it was made up, but that was a lot different time then, so, you know, we could change that and make it higher.
Just inflation.
Well, the time to make the change now.
Yep. Correct.
Yeah, I would say 500.
Everybody okay with that?
No. Well, why don't we try to treat with the 500? I mean, you think that's going to change anything?
Well, if somebody's willfully negligent in the use of their water.
But isn't that kind of hard to prove for $500? They might spend some time trying to, how do you justify?
Well, it would for 100 too.
But you may have a hard time enforcing that, because you know, you almost get into a quasi-litigation thing. $500, nobody's going to pay that up without a big fight.
Can they hear?
Now you get it.
So I think...
How do you administer it?
Go ahead.
I think this is Bill. I just want to interject. It seems like the second penalty or the second violation should be the punitive one. The first one would be a warning, like $100 or $200. Say $250 would be a warning, and then the second violation, you know, you would go up to $500, $750. So you'd make the second one punitive. First one just a warning. That way you wouldn't get into too many arguments on the first one. Because that way you have a position where you've warned them and explained to them why that was considered wasteful.
Have you had any of these?
No.
So they may not agree with the definition of negligence or stuff like that.
If I could recommend, it's really important. We are ready to send these letters out now. If we can't approve the rules and regulations as they sit without any changes, we're not able to get the letters out into the mail saying everyone can connect. Can we revisit this, the monies for the penalties, and then the delinquency will not be correct either. So we're going to have to revisit this again to change the delinquency, and we could change the penalties then.
Do you have to put a number now? Can you say a penalty will be assessed at this point if you're going to negotiate it?
I think what she's saying is in 3 months, we're going to have to revisit these.
Or sooner,
because we're going to have to change.
We're going to have a different rate.
We're going to have a different structure, and it has to be outlined in here. So can we just approve the rules and regulations as they're prepared here, so tomorrow they can mail out the letters to the 50 homeowners who need to connect now? And then we can revisit the penalties for water loss.
And delinquency.
And
delinquency.
They keep it at 100 because that's not controversial at this point.
Right.
Okay. So everyone agrees with that?
Well, on the revised, on the one that's not redlined, it's $200.
The second one is.
The second violation.
100 and then 200. So we can change it to 500 and 1,000 or 250 and 500, whatever.
We'll do that later.
Okay, perfect.
That needs discussion.
Okay.
Because you've got to really learn how to figure out how to administer that. Because nobody's going to pay that without a long battle.
Yeah.
Well, I think if it's the second violation, it won't be a long battle. But
true.
If the first violation is just a warning, like $100, then in writing you have the definition of negligence and carelessness, and the homeowner has agreed to that definition because they paid the $100. So if they do it the second time, you can stick it to them, and they won't have a legal case or an argument because they've already agreed to those definitions. So lawyers will come in and argue, what do you mean by negligence? What do you mean by carelessness? Unless you write it. So the idea is to get them to agree that they made a mistake and pay a small fine, and then if they do it the second time, then you can go after it. So that's my strategy, but yeah, you can think about it.
But
you don't want to fight the first time.
Okay.
I'll give you an example afterwards.
Bob?
So. You know, I'm just thinking, if we save any money now, we've got to fix the phone system.
Oh, yes. We are buying a new phone just as soon as we're
out. Yeah, we're
going to
charge them more, right?
Yeah. I am for approving the rules and regs as we know them, as we see them now, and adjusting later. Because I don't want to delay the process for which we need it now. We can forward this matter on the issue of delinquency, which is item 6, and item 7 to the meeting of the 17th.
Or later, because I'm going to recommend later, because we still don't know how we're handling the 2020 billing.
This is Andrew, and to Lee's point, I had a discussion with Lee and Dave as part of the review of these changes, And one of the suggestions I made is that we revisit quite a few of these as part of the adoption of new rates later this year. So when the new rates are ready for a proposal, I think a few of these will need to change, as Lee just said, including the delinquency provisions will need a significant update. So there'll need to be a little bit of time built in to draft these new rules and regulations and make sure they're consistent with the new rules and rates once adopted.
Can we then calendar for September or October?
Okie doke. We can do it starting September.
With that in mind, the matter before us is the resolution which includes the rules and regulations as presented to us without change. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. I'll need a motion to accept the resolution.
I'll move.
That was Sharon Tobias moved.
Second.
I'll second it. Yeah. Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
On the vote, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And opposed say nay. And the chair votes aye.
Thank you.
That's the only matter, only formal matter on our agenda. If there's anything else that's up for discussion, we have the opportunity. The rules are such that we just can't take any formal action on it. So with that, I'll open it to the floor. Guy's getting the phone system corrected.
Done. Consider it done.
Yeah.
Tom would like to mention something.
I just, can you hear me?
No, I can't. I can barely hear you, yeah.
Move that to him.
He's got one right there.
Yeah, but it's not helping.
Well, okay, we'll do it in stereo.
Yeah.
I keep this one going anymore.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, well.
Barely. That's improved.
It'll go all the way down.
So, just open for discussion. At the last board of director meeting, we talked about the bare lot and combined lots, the fees for those. And based on the discussion at the end of the meeting, or at the end of that topic, we recommended, the Long Range Planning Committee recommended that we eliminate the fee for combined lots based on the fact that, as far as the county parcels, the two parcels were combined into one parcel. And so we left that meeting with the approval of eliminating the combined lot fee. Since then, I know that I've received feedback from Bob that there were some reasons, legal reasons, based on the way our bylaws are written, that because a county parcel is not the same as a shareholder share, that we cannot totally eliminate the fee for a combined lot. So I know that Andy and Joe both expressed their feelings to me regarding eliminating the combined lot fee, and still we're in favor of doing that. But then Lee provided some information regarding how the shares work and how the bylaws are written, and the fact that we may not be able to totally eliminate the fee, but can make a decision to reduce it by some dollar amount. So I'm just putting that on the table for discussion.
Andrew, I asked you about this specific matter, and can you reiterate what you told me?
Yeah, this is Andrew Ramos. I wasn't at the last meeting, so I don't know the exact content of the discussion and the issues, but I've taken a look at the bylaws I'm not aware of any specific bylaw that requires there to be a fee or some fee to every single share, but I can review that further. To my mind, the issue of whether to charge a combined lot two fees or no fee or any fee is really within the discretion of the board of directors, keeping in mind that you have to assess a fee overall that covers all of the water company's expenses. Who actually pays those expenses, how they're assessed, and what basis is largely within the discretion of the board of directors, so long as it's not arbitrary. The bigger question that I think the board should keep in mind is, in looking at these fees, it probably makes sense to roll this analysis into one bigger process, like the one that the LRPC is undertaking to prepare the new fee schedule and rates. I'd suggest that, you know, when you take a look at eliminating fees for certain groups of users in the future, you roll that into that discussion to make sure that any impact of removing revenue from one source is taken up by another. But, you know, in short, I'm not aware of any legal issue with actually eliminating this fee. I just think I'd recommend that it be rolled into part of a larger rate discussion that the LRPC is already having.
After we voted to eliminate the fee, which we did, there is something popped up about a direct fee charge or a direct charge we had to levy against all shareholders, and for the life of me, I can't find. And for that reason, I want to revisit this matter. And since talking to Andrew about it, lacking any rules and regs requirements, specific requirement for combined lots, if we don't have to charge them a fee, then we don't. The action of the board was to eliminate the current fee, and we did by vote. And if we that is our plan, and there is no requirement to charge every shareholder a baseline fee, and the motion made at our last meeting stands.
And I'll just mention that as far as the analysis that we're doing, that will be reviewed by the Long Range Planning Committee as far as the new rate structure goes, that $4,000 of income will definitely be taken into account as we restructure the rest of the rest of the accounts.
Now, will we address the bare lot fee with the same theory?
The bare lot fee will definitely be discussed as part of that rate structure.
Okay, and the possibility thereof of incorporating that into the base rate?
Yeah, I got to talk through that more with the Long Range Committee.
Understand.
Because what we discussed at the last board meeting is until we get through the USDA project with the financial risks that are still ahead of us, we want to make sure that we're not, now reducing our revenues further when we might have some unexpected expenses going forward.
Absolutely.
Well, I think even in that situation, we're still looking at the $4,000 or $4,500. We wouldn't double down with additional fees on additional bare lot fees. You know, I'm a mover on eliminating it. I just think philosophically it's the wrong thing for us to do. And I, to date, have heard nothing that would have me change my point of view on that.
Andy, I can't hear you. But what I did hear was that you'd be not a fan of removing the bare lot fee.
No, I'm a fan of removing the bare lot fee. I'm absolutely opposed to it.
A bare lot fee? Really?
Removing the bare lot fee.
Combined lot.
Or combined. Yeah, combined lot.
Okay.
He's talking about the bare lot.
Well, bare lot's a different story altogether.
Then never mind.
Okay, well, we've already eliminated the combined lot fee.
Right.
We did that in last meeting.
Yeah, I know that.
I thought we were going
to. Okay, and it's the bare lot fee that I was asking Tom about. And a long range plan is looking at it. And the question was, is within the purview of their recommendation to fold into the base rate the revenue that we would have received from bare lot and eliminating the bare lot fee?
Yeah, it definitely requires more discussion by the committee. We have not reached a consensus on that yet, and by the time we get to proposing a rate structure to the board, which would be within the next couple months here, we'll see how much more comfortable we are with meeting the USDA project and whether or not we feel we can fold that in at this time or if we should wait before we make any changes to the bare lot fee.
It's a factor to be considered, right?
So. Yeah, it's being considered.
Got it. Okay. Any other matters for discussion? Except the repair of the phone system. Hello?
So is the combined lot fee a done deal?
Anybody there?
Yes. Sharon asked a question. Did you hear Sharon?
Do I hear you clearly?
Did you hear Sharon's question?
I can barely hear whoever just said something.
Wow.
Lee, this is Andrew. I did not hear what Sharon said.
So my question was, is the combined lot fee a done deal? Because I thought we were going to have a discussion about it at the next board meeting. So is this the discussion that we're having? Because I'm really against removing it. And we didn't discuss it at the last board meeting. I think until we've evaluated our rate structure, do we decide if we can just part with $4,000 in revenue? I know it doesn't sound like much, but it's $2 for every shareholder who has a meter. So until we know how much our billing is going to be and everything, I was just, that was my point. I mean,
I thought we voted on it.
I voted no, but we never had a discussion. It was brought up, it got voted on, and that was it. At the board meeting, there was no discussion at all. So
we can't decide anything here today, but we can call this a discussion. But because these items were not on the agenda,
Okay.
So we could have a briefer discussion at the next meeting if you wanted.
Okay.
This is Andrew. Just on to Lee's point, she's correct. Because this was not agendized, you can have a brief discussion. You can also direct staff to bring back an issue at a future board meeting for further discussion or action.
Right. Well, unfortunately, I couldn't hear what the issue was.
Well, and I think we ought to adjourn because this is really too painful to endure.
It's wrong. I apologize. Okay, we'd like to go now, Bob. Dave.
Bob Lee is saying to adjourn the meeting.
Oh, well, you know, they could have all left. I can't hear anything. Okay. Okay, they may need to turn. We'll do it that way.
All right, thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Did we have a motion?
Thank you.
We didn't. We'll make one. The motion to adjourn.
You can't make a decision with this group.
I think if they're not all muted, they can't.